The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
Welcome, welcome all to Real Estate Talk this Saturday night. I say it and I say it all the time. Real estate changes people's lives to the good. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And this hour is brought to you, as always, by Century 21, Mike Bowman, Inc., the official real estate company for our Dallas Mavericks. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Willie.
Yeah.
Doing great. And you know, tonight we're going to be talking about mold.
Mold.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of it in Dallas. You know, one of the things that I really, really have figured out why you've been in real estate for over 45 years here in the Dallas Metroplex is you give back to the listener and you understand that real estate indeed does change people's lives to the good. So we're going to be talking about some mold, and you want to stick around. I'll make sure I say hello to the lovely Diane Vanderwill. How you doing, dear?
I'm doing great this evening.
Yeah, nice.
Actually, I feel like
you.
I might sneeze, though.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Mike. Mole, you know, it's like when I was growing up with a kid, you did things as a kid that you don't do today, right? You played in bayous and you did that kind of stuff, and you never – I took a – mold, what is mold, right? Truth be known, mold – is a very serious infection into a home. Did I say that right? That
yeah.
being said, I'm going to introduce you to our friends that are experts in depleting mold. Did I say that right?
Well, cleaning it up, remediating.
Bob Cully. He is the chief operating officer for Cully Enviro LLC, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. We're glad to be here with
you. Yeah. Your co-host in crime over here is Teresa. Let me see if I can say this right, dear. Giannopoulos?
Giannopoulos.
Hello. Giannopoulos. Yeah. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
I will several times in this first half of the hour give out you guys' phone number, which is 817-939-1643. Again, 817-939-1643, because people are wanting to know what you guys do when you come in to do a mold assessment. At the end of this segment, we'll tell you how much it costs. So, Mike, go on.
Well, you know, Willie, I've been doing this for a long time, as you just announced, and it seems like that maybe the last 20 years there's more mold problems than there was before. I'm not sure about that, but at least in my business, it seems like we found that there were a lot more homes that had mold in them than what they did previously. So Bob Cully, I've used his company, and they do a great job. And Bob, tell us a little bit about the history of your company, when you got started and all that.
Sure. We've been in business about 9 years, Mike. We started out as a water restoration company, and we transitioned over to mold because we saw a tremendous opportunity there to really help people. We're talking about people's health and their lives, and we saw it as a business opportunity as well. We've been doing mold now for the past 9 years, as I said. And we hold all the licenses in the state, mold remediation contractor license, also a mold assessment consultant license, and we have a third person who's a mold assessment tech.
Well, is it correct that it seems like in the last 20 years there's been more mold than there was maybe before?
Yeah, actually there's two very good reasons for that, Mike. In the old days, as Willie was referring to, houses were made out of lumber. They weren't just made out of what they're made out of now. So the materials in construction now are not what they used to be, and they're more susceptible to getting wet. Once something's got wet, it's going to get mold if it stays wet very long.
Meaning the interior walls? Are you talking about the foundation? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about the cabinets are now made out of material that's not good lumber. We're talking about the outer cladding of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the drywall of the house. The tubifores are still tubifores, but they're still not as good as they were back in the day.
That's true. Hey, let me do this. I'm going to make sure you're doing good radio here, Mike. Bob Cully, he is the chief operating officer for Cully Enviro LLC. You can check him out on the web, Cully Enviro.com, where you hit them on the bat line, 817-939-1643. Tell them you heard it here at Real Estate Talk with your old buddy, Willie. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, how would I know, you know, what I find in the house that maybe I suspect that there's mold in the house? Is it black, or is what are the colors? Well, I know there's a lot of different kinds of types of mold.
Sure. Mold, how you would know that you had mold in the house, probably first is you would smell it.
Yep. I was going to ask that.
That would be the odor. That's the mold, actually active, viable mold feeding. And so you smell it first. Then people in the house start to have allergic reactions and are not really sure what's going on. Then you see it. Okay. By seeing it, I mean you see small dark blotches on materials like drywall, under sinks where there may have been a leak on the base of the sink. All mold is black when it first starts out, when you first see it growing. Not all mold is black mold. As we know, with Stachybotrys's black mold has gotten the reputation to be in the big scary mold. There's actually 200 varieties of mold indoors that can grow, and there's probably 5 or 6 that are just as dangerous as Stachybotrys. But people shouldn't necessarily freak out when they see this mold. It's black. What they should do is cover it up and call somebody.
So, wait, you got me going now. Stachy what?
Stachybotrys.
Interesting. So if I call some of my cousins down there in New Iberia and tell them that I got some Stachybotrys in my house, they're not going to know what the heck I'm talking about. They think I just went to Walmart or something. So tell me what that is and how dangerous it is. And when you say call somebody, I agree. I was into a flip property not too long ago. Had mold, and I didn't realize it. And you can smell that stuff. And when two things, I want to know about Stachybotrys, and I want to know black mold, if unchecked on, what does that do to somebody's health?
Well, Willie, first, Stachybotrys is the genus name for a fungi that has the capability of growing toxins. Mm-hmm. And these toxins are poisonous. And that's what people can be introduced to, and that's what makes them sick. There's others, Cotomium, Fusarium, several other types of molds that can produce toxins.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as how much does it take to make them sick?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows. That's the problem.
Just whatever the body will take.
Different people are susceptible in different ways. 90% of the population doesn't feel anything when they get around mold. 10% feel these allergic reactions. And half of 1% are hypersensitive. They can walk into a room and have to turn around and walk right back out.
I know a lady like that. Yeah. Mike, I'm getting ready to have to come to break here, but, for someone listening tonight, if you think you have mold, I like to, when I say put together a team, always reach out, to a professional. You guys are licensed by the state. Our friends over at Cully Enviro LLC, I want you to reach out to them directly. 817-939-1643. Again, 817-939-1643. You can go to CullyEnviro.com. Now, will you stick around with me another segment? Because we're going to continue to talk about this and really unfold why it's important for you as a homeowner to identify mold and how to cure that mold. It's not all lost if you find mold in your house, is it?
No.
Mike, you got any parting thoughts before I go to break here?
Well, I'd like to know a little bit about insurance companies. And I know there was a time when insurance companies covered mold, and now there's some regulations on it. Is that correct?
Yes. Back in the early 2000s, mold is gold was the phrase back then. And what that meant simply is that mold companies were overcharging outrageous prices to do mold remediation, and insurance companies were all in because their policies covered it 100%. What happened was that the insurance companies in the state of Texas decided that, we can't afford this. So what we need to do is either pull out of the state or we've got to come up with some new ideas, and that's what brought on the legislation.
Interesting stuff. By the way, you stick around with me later in this hour. We're going to tell you about a great mortgage company that's aligned with Century 21. I got to go to break, Mike. This hour is brought to you by Century 21, Mike Bowman, Inc., the official real estate company for our Dallas Mavericks. If you're out there and you're a real estate agent not quite getting the support you need, I want you to reach out to my friend Diane, 817-328-2306. Again, 817-328-2306. I'm your host, Willie Lambright, and you got to stick around with me for this next segment because I'll be back in a Willie Scosh.
Are you looking for the best real estate agency in town? Well, how can you tell who's a good agency and who's not? Simple. Look at the numbers. Century 21 Mike Bowman in Grapevine has been the number one Century 21 office in the world in closed transactions for 15 of the past 21 years. The number one Century 21 office on earth. That's a good indication. Century 21 Mike Bowman is a full-service brokerage specializing in residential, commercial, relocation, new construction, property management, and foreclosed properties. Learn about what your options are and how much your home is actually worth at Century 21 Mike Bowman. Century 21 Mike Bowman is proud to be the official real estate company of the Dallas Mavericks. Call Century 21 Mike Bowman today and discover the difference for yourself. Call toll-free 800-433-4003. 800-433-4003 or visit C21BOWMAN.com. That's C21Bowman.com. Century 21, Mike Bowman.
Are you looking for a private money lender for your residential real estate investments? Wildcat Lending is a leading private money lender, also known as a hard money lender, who offers real estate financing that avoids the time-consuming process and requirements of conventional lenders. By specializing in real estate loans exceeding conventional lending standards, Wildcat Lending produces custom metrics which make it possible to structure hard money loans around individual financial circumstances. Wildcat Lending specializes in issuing hard money loans, bridge loans, and other private capital loans for a wide variety of residential real estate investment properties. Their corporate office is located in Dallas, and they're proud to serve the great state of Texas. If you need a lender who has the ability to produce fast, reasonable, and secure real estate loans that enable you to close quickly on residential investment properties, Wildcat Lending is a private lender who understands that each client is unique and that timing is everything. Visit WildcatLending.com today to get started. WildcatLending.com.
Are you a homeowner with cracks in your brick and inside your home? Hello, friend. I am Reagan Parsons with Correct General Contracting. We understand foundation repair can create anxiety for any homeowner. Don't procrastinate. It can get worse, but it may not be as severe as you think. Knowledge is power, and you need to know if you have an issue and what it will take to fix it. Correct General Contracting and I provide a free evaluation of your foundation and soil report. Mention you heard us on Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright, and we are offering a $300 per pier special.
Hey, friend, Willie Lambright here. Our friends over at Correct General Contracting recently came into my home and did exactly what they said they were going to do. They gave me the free inspection. They were in and out in a day and a half, and my bill was significantly less. I, Willie Lambright, fully endorse Correct General Contracting.
Call us today at 817-888-8827. Again, that's 817-888-8827, or visit us at correct.net.
Welcome back to Real Estate Talk. And I got to tell you, if you're here with us this Saturday night and you are indeed a homeowner, mold is something that is, you got to stay on top of that, Mike. And you guys were talking during the break about when you're listing a property as the seller of a home, you have to be as forthcoming and truthful as possible on your seller's disclosures. And the real estate agent, you know, they're not an expert like Bob is. How do you take this topic and run with it? Cause I know y'all are talking during break.
You know, as realtors, you know, we have a responsibility, and if we suspect there's mold in the house, we need to be telling that seller and educating them because it could break the deal, right? Bob, so tell us about the liabilities that the, realtor possibly has, and of course sellers, if they're aware that there's mold in the house when they sell it.
Mike, we've seen more than one lawsuit come up where people have purchased a house and 30 days later they found mold in the house and it was bad and they had to have something done about it. So immediately, who are they complaining back to? Their realtor, the seller's realtor, the inspector that came out and inspected the house.
I was
going to
ask you, didn't they do an inspection on the property?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Isn't that back on him?
Well, it's back on all three, really. It's a risk that they take by not disclosing it and have people finding it. So we see this occasionally and, you know, 5-6 times a year, which is too many. If, realty companies need to educate their salespeople about what to do as they're going through a house, they're finding that there's a mold problem in that house. They need to help that seller understand that they've got a responsibility to get that cleaned up correctly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what's the basic charge to go out and for you to do an inspection on a house?
Sure. We will inspect a whole house for $549. That's about a 3,000 square foot house. We have other prices, more and less, depending on the size of the house. But we do a lot of inspections for realtors in one spot where a home inspector has come in for the closing and has inspected this house. He discovers mold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the closing is in 2 days. So now they call us. We'll go out for $275 and we'll test that mold, find out what it is, tell them how they can get it cleaned up. In a lot of cases, Mike, people can clean up their own mold. But if that mold gets very big, you know, 2, 3, 4 square feet, they really need to bring in a professional to make sure that they've got it done right for the peace of mind.
Yeah. Well, are there mold, guys out there that you can hire that's going to come in and give you an evaluation of mold that are not licensed?
Yes, sir.
Are they all licensed?
Yes, sir. There are people out there that that really cause a problem for homeowners because they pass themselves off as being able to do the work and they cannot do the work. They don't have the equipment. They don't have the experience. A lot of these people come in and fog a house. And just spraying a chemical in your house, if you can imagine a biocide that's capable of killing mold, which is a live entity, it can also hurt a human as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these people come in, they spray, they fog these houses. Worse yet, you may have a handyman who really does not intend to go in and cause harm, but he does because he really doesn't know what he's messing with. He doesn't get it out of there cleanly, spreads the mold all over the house. Now there's a bigger problem than when he first came.
Because it's a live growing organism.
Yeah. That's correct.
So, question for you.
So the clients, folks out there listening, they should make sure that if they have someone come out to inspect their house for mold, that they're licensed.
That's correct. That's correct. That's what the state did for the consumers. They set up this whole licensing deal in order to have oversight over the people like us that do inspections and testing and also remediation. They want to be able to protect their consumers, and consumers should take advantage of that.
Bob Cully, you need to get to know him as your host of Real Estate Talk for over 9 years. If you suspect you have mold, right, you want to get a licensed guy out there. My buddy Bob Cully. Cully Enviro LLC. You get to know him. You got a friend in the mold business. CullyEnviro.com. CullyEnviro.com. Or reach out to him on the bat line, 817-939-1643. Again, 817-939-1643. Got a question for you, buddy. You know how, they got bomb sniffing dogs in the military?
Yes, sir.
Do they have, mold sniffing dogs?
They do.
I thought they did because dogs have really good nose and you smell it.
You can train a dog to smell most anything. Mm-hmm. They have them. I would love to have one.
Yeah.
But
expensive, huh?
No, it's not the cost. It's the thought of bringing dogs into houses and the other people have dogs and some people are afraid of dogs and it's just not an easy conversion as it would seem. But boy, it would make our job a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I get it. During the inspection period, I think what I take away from this is that if I'm a homeowner, listen to Mike Bowman's show, Mike Bowman's not going to have nothing but the finest people around him. because he is the largest Century 21 office in the state of Texas, and the official real estate company for the Dallas Mavericks. Bob Culley over at Culley Enviro LLC is a guy that Mike and Willie Lambright trust when it comes to you, the homeowner, having proper mole assessment. Did I say that right?
I have a ranch out in Weatherford, and it's got a house that part of it's underground, and you saw it. And my daughter, you know, she had actually had an appraiser go out there, and he said, "Hey, you got mold." And so we called you out there, and sure enough, you did. And hopefully we're going to get you back out now to get it all fixed up. But it's really important that if you smell mold, you need to get somebody out there to check it out, because it could be physically very dangerous, you know. And like you said, some people, you know, maybe don't react to it quite as much as other people, but the longer it's there, the bigger problem it's going to cause.
That's a great point, Mike, and I forgot to bring that up, because these people that are in the 90%, the longer they're around mold in their house and the more mold grows in their house by not fixing the problems, then they're going to become susceptible to it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point.
I had a question.
Go ahead.
What about like the mold on the outside of the homes? You know, I see that all over. I don't know if it's our sprinkler systems or the
Power
shrubbery
wash
and all of that stuff. Yeah. Is there a chance that that's growing into the house as well? Or is that something that you can take care of on the outside?
That you can take care of on the outside. That's really not a problem for the inside. What happens inside is when water infiltrates a wall, either through a mold or a water leak in the wall. Then the mold uses that water to start amplifying and growing, because it's already got the food and it's already got the oxygen inside there. Mm-hmm. Water is the catalyst. If you can keep your home dry, then you can keep mold out of your home.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I forgot to mention a while ago was the fact that nowadays, not only are we building homes with materials that are susceptible to mold, we're also making them airtight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, crawl spaces had a lot of ventilation, and you could get a little mold up under there, but it was on that hard lumber. It really didn't cause much of a problem. But nowadays, people are closing it up for energy reasons, and they're building these mold factories under their houses. And so if you do have a problem with water inside the house, you're going to have a mold problem.
Well, let me ask you this. On the outside, is there mold in the air?
It's ubiquitous. It is everywhere. You bet.
Okay. Yeah, it's everywhere. We're breathing them all
over. I know, it goes up my nose and tickles it.
Hey, guys, I got to go to break. Our buddy Bob Culley, let me ask you this. And we're fixing to switch over to another guest we've got in the studio, but it's $549, 3,000 square foot home. You call you guys up at 817-939-1643. Again, 817-939-1643. You got to say you heard it here on Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright, Mr. Mike Bowman. But how long does that take to get done in that house? A day?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're talking about an hour.
Hour. Okay,
an hour.
Good.
Yeah. Now, what we do for that, Willie, is you get an inspection report, you get a lab report, and you get our advice on how you need to take care of this problem.
Yeah, clean it up. Yeah.
Very important.
Culley Enviro LLC. Again, Culley Enviro LLC. You can go to CulleyEnviro.com or reach out to them at 817-939-1643. Again, 817-939-1643. I got to go to break. You want to stick around? Have I got a humdinger for you when I get back. We'll be back in a Willie Scosche.